dictation for Felicia Johnson. F-E-L-I-C-I-A. D-O-H-N-S-N. Felicia Johnson. Date of birth is 2/28/65. And date of accident is 3/16/2022. Date of service is 9/14/2022. Miss Felicia Johnson is having a severe pain in the lower back to the chin. And she's related to both mothers. It varies from 7 to 10. And it affects the inhale. Work and sleep are affected 9. While walking ability and enjoyment of life are affected 7. 60% pain is reported relief with the current pain management protocol, including physical therapy, chiropractor. The patient initially was the victim of an automobile accident as follows. He was T-bone on a passenger side while she was riding as a front seat passenger and on Telegraph in I-96. The impact had caused her car to be totaled. And headaches started, and she started having pain in the right shoulder, neck, and the lower back. So she reports that her pain in the shoulder is minimal, and in the neck also, it's not bothering her a lot. There's no difficulty in walking at this time. And an MRI was ordered for her, which shows a hernia disc at L1, L2, and L4, L5, and bulging disc at L2, 3, and L3, 4, annular tear at L4, 5, facet arthritis at L4, 5, L5, S1, and also presence of loss of disc, spatial disc desiccation from L1 to L5. The findings were discussed with the person in great detail. She also was found to have in the right shoulder, a severe glenohumeral joint arthritis, moderate AC joint arthritis, diffuse lateral tearing, and the rotator cuff was intact. So the patient is aware of these findings. System review, the person has following symptoms. Difficulty sleeping and anxiety are reported in lack of focus. However, there is no dizziness, vertigo, no headaches, no vision disturbance, no double vision, or hearing, painting, blackout, none of that. No seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, no confusion, disorientation, and no loss of memory or any other issue. In the pain and numbness, currently patient reports of lower back stiffness and lower back pain only. Mild neck pain is reported, mild shoulder pain is reported, but not major issue at this time. And limited radiation is reported. There is some improvement up to 60% at this time. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stools, or difficulty in swelling. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine. In the respiratory, asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30, this patient reports there are no changes in the pain level. And there is no significant changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or anything. Current pain medications are Tramadol, substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance. Full compliance to the pain medication regimen. In the physical examination, he has followed the blood pressure is 106 over 17, pulse is 15, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is the same from the previous figure, which is 8/11/2022, dictation number 0816-020. The patient is found to have a limited range of motion of the right shoulder up to 120 degrees. And pain level are minimal, 4 on both sides, on the shoulder as well as the neck. Only the lower back pain is bothering her a lot. Diagnosis remains the same. We'll continue her treatment with the physical therapy, with traction massage aquatherapy for the neck, lower back, and shoulder. Photobiomodulation has been advised for the patient as an additional aid with infrared device. And she remains disabled for work, housework, or transportation. She is also referred to an orthopedic consult and a spine consult if she chooses to. The MRI is not discussed in great detail. It appears that the patient will benefit from treatment of injections or epidural injections to bring relief for hernia disc at L1, L2, L4-5 and bulging disc at L2-3, L3-4 and inflammation of L4, L5. If no relief, then fasciitic arthritis, which is present at L4-5 and L5 or some additional issues, will be discussed also. In addition to the secondary leg joint inflammation bilaterally, and that will be addressed while these epidural injections are being done. And she has a weakness of the right arm, and right shoulder has a positive rotator cuff signs of inflammation. So the patient has been treated accordingly. She has been advised to have injections, and she will be scheduled for them. While physical therapy is continuing, medication-wise, she is provided with the following, which is Mobic 7.5 mg and Flexeril 7.5 mg twice a day for muscle relaxing and tension, Gabapentin 600 twice a day for neuropathic pain, Wellbutrin 150 for anxiety and stress, Amadol 100 mg at night for pain relief, and Nexium 20 mg for continues and disability continues.